Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and we welcome back to the program the director, Martha Hutzel, and the deputy director, Rebecca Purdy, are here this morning. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Ted.
I think, Martha, this is the last time you were in, you had lost your voice.
I had, and I have found it since then.
You struggled, and you gave it a great effort.
Well, it was a little tricky. I have kind of an asthma that comes on in the winter only and the dry, cold months, but I'm back to my normal deep voice.
So we have you back. One of the things before, and this has nothing to do really with the library in general, but I was thinking about you guys coming. And I haven't been in the library. Have you started decorating like Christmas stuff in the library? Or do you have to be kind of careful with that? Because some people get all bent out of shape when stores do it. And I thought, I wonder if you guys have that problem.
Well, we're a public building, so we don't tend to decorate very heavily for the holidays. But we do a little bit at each branch, possibly a tree or a decorated desk. We have tons and tons of books on the holidays, including Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. And so we put those out as a display, and we encourage people to take those home and enjoy them with their family.
And we never start before Thanksgiving.
Okay. But then everybody's going to be, everybody will be happy with that. We all know about the election that just finished, but I know the library, you had your own election with the patrons could take part in.
We sure did. We started doing it with children many, many presidential elections ago to get them in on the fun and start educating them young on the importance of doing their civic duty. And this year we expanded it to both teens and adults. So we have our winners to announce, if I may. Mm-hmm. So for kids, it was Piggy from the Elephant and Piggy books by Mo Willems versus Pete the Cat. And with a 10% margin, Pete the Cat won for the kids' vote.
Yay.
I know, Martha. I was voting for Piggy. Martha wanted Pete the Cat.
I love my Pete the Cat.
Just like life imitates art, right? Art imitates life. Teens, we had four from the Divergent series, which are books and then have recently been movies. And then Ms. Marvel, who is a graphic novel, comic book superhero. And Ms. Marvel won 51.4% to Four's 48.6% of the vote. And for adults, we had Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind versus Atticus Finch. And of course, Atticus won.
Yeah.
Sense prevailed.
Hard not to love Atticus.
That's right.
That's well, that's a fun thing to do, though, especially in light of everything. And I'm sure there were some who would say that perhaps though they were better candidates than what we had to choose from. But that's really a fun way, especially for kids, to get kids involved.
Yeah, and they got I Voted stickers when they voted in the library, and they could vote online. And we did it for a month, and we had the computer set up in the libraries, and then also the characters. So we had large cutouts of the characters for selfie opportunities. So we had a lot of folks take advantage of those as well.
And
it was really a good time.
Oh, I bet. And I bet for kids that can't vote, you could say, you know, I got to vote in an election.
That's right. They voted as well. They conducted their civic duty.
Had you done this before?
We have. We do it every 4 years. We don't do it for the smaller elections typically.
Oh, okay.
But we do it every 4 years. But this is the first year that we did it for adults as well.
Okay. Well, so that is I had not heard the results. I had seen some things about it and knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So that's fun. One of the things on a more serious note, the library received the 4-star library rating, and that's a pretty big deal. And I think for a lot of us that use the library and know about the library, it's not really a surprise, Martha.
Well, it is a big deal. It comes from Library Journal, which is a national publication. The Library Journal Index rates public libraries. We did get the 4-star library rating for the third year in a row. There's only two other libraries in Virginia who got any stars. One of them was a 3-star and one of them was a 4-star. Mm. So the people in this area are very, very fortunate to have a fantastic library system. And I believe we got this rating because of the fantastic support we get from all four of our jurisdictions and the constant support we get from our devoted customers who just love the library.
To get this, what's some of the criteria that they use to choose?
Well, the Library Journal Index groups by expenditure, so basically your budget, and then it divides it out by the number of items circulated, e-circulation of e-materials, visits to the library, attendance at programs, and computer use. So those statistics are all turned in, and everyone's rated based on that. Our buildings are pretty heavily used, so we got our 4 stars again this year.
Boy, that sure is right. I mean, anytime you go into any of the branches, they're always busy. And I mean, and I sort of, in my mind, think that it's, especially when I've gone to the Snow Library branch out in Spotsylvania, that's a little bit off the beaten path, and it's not a traditional library building and all, but there are always people milling around in there.
Absolutely. It's right at the courthouse. The Snow Branch has plenty of parking, and it just has gone through a refresh. We've gotten in some new shelving, and we have had it painted. The county, Spotsylvania County, has been very good about maintaining that building, and they've recently painted it. Last year, they put in all new windows. So it's a sweet little branch, and we're working on doing a few more things out there in conjunction with the county. So,
well, and the Porter and the England Run branch in Stafford, they're always busy and have a lot of activities too. I mean, England Run is so connected to that community and that part of the county.
Yeah, England Run is just a fabulous, beautiful branch, and we thank Stafford County very much for supporting that and putting that up. It's very busy. We finally, since the construction has been finished on Route 17, we finally have library, you know, the DMV library signs out there, and that has actually increased foot traffic into the building. So we're very happy with our libraries.
I have heard in Spotsylvania they've talked a little bit about maybe needing one sometime or another in the Massaponics area. I guess you keep track of that kind of thing and monitor usage and stuff like that.
We would love to have a branch in the Massaponics area, and I think that many of the citizens out there would love to. That is an issue that we would work on with Spotsylvania County. That's a very heavily populated area, and it was originally in the long-range plannings for the county, but when the recession hit, things have been put on hold a little bit. But we hope to do that one day.
Boy, and the downtown branch, I have not been to any of the Westmoreland branches, but I'm sure it's the same kind of deal there, too.
It is. There are 3 small branches in Westmoreland County. They're open 32 hours a week. Westmoreland County is a huge partner of ours and a big supporter of libraries. Those buildings are fairly new or have been recently renovated. So, you know, come on out and see them whenever you have a chance.
Just the changes, and I've learned a lot about the libraries and the programs you have just in the past year when you all have been coming in. But I think back to how I use the library and perceive the library, like say 10, 15 years ago, I never could have imagined that the library can do all that it does today. And I guess you all probably the same thing.
Yeah, it's changed a lot in the 20 or so years, 25 years that Rebecca and I've been in the business. We have a tremendous number of e-resources, books, magazines, and e-audiobooks. It kills me to hear people say that they pay for those on Amazon. We have them for free. You know, if you've got a device, a mobile device, you can download them. You can download them to your desktop, and you can listen to them while you're doing other work. It's a great resource. The library is a great resource.
Now, Rebecca, you're the one who told me years ago about just some of the magazine subscriptions that you could get, you had access to.
Right, not just the print version in the library, but we also have e-magazines that are available for you to download to your device. And again, why pay for a year-long magazine subscription? You can download them straight to your device. They stay on there, and you can refer to them whenever you want.
I guess the big thing is to try to keep up now with technology and see how things are going and how you can integrate them into what the Central Rappahannock Regional Library does.
It is. And if you have any trouble, we offer one-on-one technology training at our branches. So you can, and that's advertised in our At Your Library magazine as well as online at librarypoint.org. You call the branch to sign up, and you can get a one-on-one session where you bring in your device, and someone from the library will help you familiarize yourself with that, just that if they want to, and if you want to, and then also show you how to download the e-books, the e-magazines, and the e-audios from the libraries for free.
Somebody from the library fixed my Kindle.
That's
I will
right.
always be grateful to the library, because I really figured, okay, I started looking at new ones because I thought, I can't get this fixed. And Darcy, who at that time was at the Salem Church branch, said, bring it in. We've got somebody who can fix it. And within 10 minutes, it was fixed.
That's great. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Those are the kind of the hidden services that people don't necessarily realize the library offers, but it's great value.
And still, despite all the technology and everything's out there, and especially for kids' books, but really for any books, there's still nothing like sitting down with a book and turning the pages.
Yes.
There's nothing like it, and especially in the winter months, which are coming up fast and furious on us, just to be able to sit with your family and enjoy books, sit in front of your fireplace, sit in a coffee shop, or listen to it while you're out walking on a, mm-hmm. on a nice day like we had yesterday. And, you know, those are there available at the public library, so you don't have to pay any additional money to have access to all of that.
No, one of the things when my kids were growing up, of just sitting in their darkened rooms at night and reading a book, sometimes over and over, and read it again, over again. But still, there's just something about turning the pages of a book in certain situations.
There is. It's kind of one of those, I don't know, things we remember from our childhood, but people who love to read, I feel like, expand their horizons dramatically by reading a wide variety of things. And reading to your children is an extremely important lesson to teach children. I have three grandchildren, although one's a baby, but reading to them is a huge pleasure for me. They enjoy it, and they'll just sit still and listen to a story. It's very nice.
Martha Hutzel, Rebecca Purdy here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We'll be back with more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. The director, Martha Hutzel, here. Rebecca Purdy is here. Martha, it's almost been a year now since you got, I guess it was in January, it was kind of, when it was officially announced, at least towards the end of the last year, but it's been about a year.
That's true. It was announced in December that I would be the new library director at Central Rappahannock, and I started that position on January 2nd, technically, since the first was a holiday. But yes, almost a year. It's been a very exciting year.
Yeah, boy, it has. And then soon thereafter, my friend Rebecca Purdy, who had always been the youth services director, all of a sudden moved way up. So it was exciting. So you officially started. It was a little bit, it was in the spring when you started, wasn't it?
July 1.
Okay.
That's when I officially started.
So, yeah. No, so it's been an exciting year to see all the what the library means to the community has been. Especially having you guys come in and talk about things. You really see the amount of programs that you have. I never realized. I'd always seen the magazine and kind of glanced through it. But each month, to kind of highlight some of the programs, the library really, all the branches, like we said, is really a busy place.
Yeah. It is a very busy place, and we're glad that our customers are devoted to us and that they use us so heavily.
We want us to talk about a National Novel Writing Month.
Because let's
I'm assuming that's a December activity?
It's a November activity.
It's a November activity.
It's called NaNoWriMo. It's a national program. It happens every November, and it encourages people to write that great novel that they've always said they were going to write, whether it's a short novel or just a six-word novel. So we have some programs at our branches that deal with getting people writing. We have something called Come Write In. We have the NaNoWriMo Rap Party. We have a whole bunch of things going on.
Check out the you can check out the At Your Library magazine, or you could there's Facebook, or there's librarypoint.org.
Yes, we promote all of our things in all of those places.
Being able to write in self-publishing has become such a big thing, and so many people, I know several people who have written a number of books because they're able to self-publish and are just going to town and that kind of thing. You used to have to send it off, and it generally was rejected, but that all has changed.
It has changed dramatically. Many people self-publish their books now. There are a lot of websites that can help you do that. We have Author in the Lobby series, where local authors can come in and sit down and promote their book, talk about their book, and sell copies of their book. Many of those are self-published books.
Yeah. Well, I know the fact that you're able to to bring people, local people in to talk about that. That's got to be a great encouragement to a lot of people who are thinking, well, I'd like to do that.
I think it is. And you know, reading books and writing books is part of the mission of the library. So encouraging people to write books. So, you know, we want people to come by and enjoy these events. They are listed in our At Your Library, and they're happening at a lot of different locations at different times. I won't go over them all right now, but there's quite a few things. The six-word novel is just kind of a fun sort of literary thing that a lot of libraries promote. It happens around the country, and people can come into any of our branches and just write a six-word novel, and we've posted it on, you know, on the wall or on the area for the display. And one of the interesting ones that we saw recently was a six-word novel that is "Torched the Haystack, Found the Needle."
Or, that's fantastic.
Malcolm Gladwell, who is a very well-known writer, we like to promote his a little bit. His six-word novel is "Father Said Anything But Journalism, I Rebelled."
Those are great. Yeah. I've never heard of the six-word novel.
It's just a fun thing that started in the country a few years back, and it's a way to just engage with our customers.
Yeah, no, that just to come up and to think of those kind of things takes some time, because you think about it, a six-word novel, well, anybody can do that.
It takes some time to make it clever and memorable.
Yeah. Right. So that's really, so you guys have done that before. I've never heard of that.
We've done it several years in a row. Can't remember exactly when it started, but you know, if anyone stops by any of our branches and they just want to jot something down on the six-word novel form that we have there, we'll post it. And they're anonymous, or you can put your name if you want to, but
yeah.
It's just a fun event.
And you can also submit them online at librarypoint.org.
So have either of you ever done a six-word novel?
No, I have
that you
no,
wanted to admit to.
Well, no, I'm afraid. I've wanted to. I've thought about it, but it's never actually come to
okay.
fruition.
Okay. Well, I think that sounds like a that sounds like a great thing. The six-word novel, but just things like whether it's National Novel Writing Month. I just think you run into so many people who think they have a story to tell or want to tell a story, and more than any other time before, there now are chances to get out there and to say what you want to say.
Yeah, and this is a good time because people across the country are doing it, so there's a lot of support, emotional support, to kind of meet the daily goal, so that you can finish your novel by the end of the month.
Okay, so National Novel Writing Month. Go to librarypoint.org. Lots of good stuff there, and lots of good stuff on I told you before, the library Facebook page is terrific because it's so up to date, and whether it's a writer's birthday or just sometimes just a quirky fact, you guys have some fun thing posted on that.
We do. We try to stay on top of social media. We have a Twitter account, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, and we have a social media team. And a lot of the librarians and other staff on that team are, you know, young, sort of hip, cool, techie staff who are just really into it, and they post stuff on there constantly.
Well, I think it's kids involved too. I mean, I guess ultimately it's good information, but if you can get kids to follow it either on Facebook or on Twitter, it's all the better.
And more people are relying on those sources for news and information.
Yeah.
So getting it out there and giving them a chance to kind of push information to them is a unique opportunity that Facebook lets us do.
Yeah, no, because there's always stuff going on at the library. Talk to me about the Grow a Reader Thanksgiving special, because as we approach Thanksgiving, what's that all about?
Yeah, it's not too late. There's programs this weekend at headquarters and on Saturday, and Salem Church on Tuesday night. So everyone's coming to town for the holidays.
Yeah.
And getting in the holiday spirit. So going to a special story time with a Thanksgiving theme and a special Thanksgiving craft is a great way to celebrate and kick off the festivities.
Okay, yeah, because there's often times if we're an hour or two after you've got family there, you're looking for something to do.
You're looking for something to do. So when a family starts arriving on Tuesday night, you can head over to the Salem Church branch for books before bedtime. And if they're here this weekend, then headquarters has Saturday Tales at 1:30.
And these are all there's Thanksgiving themed?
They're Thanksgiving themed. There's Thanksgiving books and Thanksgiving crafts and Thanksgiving fun.
Okay. And again, just go to librarypoint.org for the times that all that takes place. What are the holiday hours for the library? I guess you'll be closed next Thursday. Are you closed Friday too, or are you open on Friday?
We're closed Friday as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But we're open again Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Okay. So if you think you need books for younger kids or for any age, you need to take care of that before Thursday rolls around.
Yes, we do close early on Wednesday. We close at 5 on Wednesday. So if you need something for the holiday, get to the library before then.
Whenever it's you do a great job of promoting when you're closing early. At least at the Salem Church branch, there's always this big sign out front: the library closes early, or closes at 5 today.
Right. Many of our branches have those, and just for that reason, because if you're dropping someone off and you're going to go back and pick them up later, we want you to know the right time to get there.
This is as good a time as any to ask you, or to have you explain how easy it is to get a library card.
It's super easy, as you know personally, Ted.
Yes, we did it here one morning.
That's right. You can do it online at librarypoint.org, and we will mail the library card to your home. Can't get easier than that. But if you happen to be going by one of our branches or visiting for a program or a meeting, then you can just stop at the customer service desk, and they will get you set up. If you have something with your address on it, then great. If you don't, then we'll mail the library card to your house and as a address confirmation, and you're set to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to anyone who lives in Stafford, Spotsylvania, Westmoreland County, or the city of Fredericksburg.
You know, for parents, they could use a library card could be a stocking stuffer.
That's
at Christmas for your
great
kids.
Great idea.
It is a great idea, Ted. Thank you very
yes.
much. That would be a very great way for a parent to save some money, have a stocking stuffer, put one in every child's stocking, and then take them to the library and show them how to use it.
Yeah.
We love that idea.
There. Feel free to use that at all. You can, it's free of charge. Just my,
thank you, Ted.
My help. No, I just as we were talking, I thought, you know, you're always looking for stuff to put in, and usually it's stuff you just throw away. A library card, you've got that, and...
That's right.
So, anyway.
I encouraged a friend of mine recently who loves to read and confessed to me that she bought all her books. And I said, well, you could save a lot of money by applying for a library card. And she emailed me recently and said, guess what arrived in the mail today? My library card.
There you go.
I was very happy about
that. That was funny when you said that, and I'm sure you do when you hear about people who, some books and things are you buy them new are really expensive.
They are very expensive, and particularly for families on a budget. We have tremendous number of DVDs, educational, entertainment, you know, those that are very popular. We have all of those fantastic PBS series that people love to watch,
mm-hmm.
the classics. We have a lot of the old movies that you can't find anywhere else. And then we have all of these fantastic books and magazines and e-resources. And, you know, you can save a tremendous amount of money and use that for something else.
Yeah, consider the library. Again, librarypoint.org is the website. There's also a Facebook page. Martha Hutzel, Rebecca Purdy here from the library. More in Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFEA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Martha Hutzel and Rebecca Purdy are here this morning. Martha, since I have not seen you since the new strategic plan came out, and... We have talked about it a little bit on this show, but not with you. So, as someone who I'm sure was involved in this, how will the strategic plan how will it affect kind of what we see day in day out at the library? Or is it, I guess it's going forward. It's how you look at things.
It is absolutely going forward. We will use it as our sort of guidebook and plan for how to proceed with the services that our customers want, the classes and events that we plan. The development we bring to the library. We did finish the strategic plan this year. That resulted in a new mission statement, which is inspiring lifelong learning for everyone in our community. We updated our mission statement. I'm sorry, that was our mission statement. We updated our vision statement.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision of the library is that the Central Rappahannock Regional Library improves lives through the transformative power of information, learning, and ideas to meet the growing needs of our region. So that it's rather broad, but we wanted it that way specifically because the area is changing very dramatically. Libraries are changing very dramatically, and the way people access information and education is changing. So the plan was started and we completed it this year. We had over 6,000 people in our community participate in the process by filling out the questionnaires online and in person. And over 80% of them visit the library to check out books and movies or audio. So that tells us right there that books and other sources matter to people in this community.
Yeah.
So we will continue to focus on those very heavily.
No, that's good to see. It's funny because I can remember 5-10 years ago, there was always the talk of, well, you know, with all this technology, our library is going to be needed. And Rebecca, when you would come in, and you'd always say, no, absolutely not. That's not what we see. And you really see that now, that libraries have such a key place in the community. And just like we talked earlier about nothing like turning the page of a book.
Absolutely. And you know, Martha quoted the statistic from our customers when they told us what they wanted in the library. But we, the customers also are constantly in using our computers. Not everyone can afford a computer at home. Not everyone can get Wi-Fi access at their home. My parents live in Hartwood, and they have to buy something through their phone company because they do not have Wi-Fi access at their home.
Wow.
Our public libraries all have free Wi-Fi access that anyone can come in and use on their own device, or they can sign up for a computer. We help a lot with job help and things like that. Tax help, we offer tax clinics. So there's a lot that the library offers outside of books, although books are still our key core service.
Well, teachers, I know, use the library all the time. If you're a homebound teacher or you're a tutor or that's a public safe place where you can meet and do what you need with students.
Absolutely. We have a lot of homeschool families in this area.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who are tutored in our branches. And we offer a special library card to teachers, a teacher card, where we do not charge them overdue fines for their materials because they need so many materials to support their classroom literature and you know what they're covering for SOLs and that sort of thing.
We also offer a special service to teachers called Classroom Carryout. So we cover 8 branches, so our materials are spread out among all 8 of those branches. So a teacher can go online to librarypoint.org and to the teacher's place and submit a request for us to gather books that they need to use in their classroom. And then we pull them together and they check them out, exempt, like Martha was saying. And then we've done the groundwork for them and made it easy for them to get what they need to support their students in the classroom.
And ultimately, with all the programs that you have and just the big emphasis that the library always has had for kids, of getting kids involved, it helps. It's educationally, it helps kids succeed throughout life.
Absolutely. And starting at a very young age.
Yeah.
We know that children who are struggling with reading by third grade are unlikely to be successful in their school career. It's that important that they get the foundation early. And the library offers Grow Reader classes from babies in arms. So Martha's new grandson could come to a Grow Reader, a Mother Goose class, for example. And then we offer classes and events and things like that, educational literacy support and unique opportunities to everyone from zero to adult.
Yeah. You know, we every year we talk about when we do the show on the summer reading program about just how important summer reading is, but just like you say, starting off in life and in reading to kids as soon as you can.
Absolutely. Children need that foundation, and the library offers it. We don't teach children how to read, but we don't need to. We just need to give them those key activities and practices, and that's what each one of our Grow Reader classes does.
The Small Business Day is coming up next Saturday, and I know the library is involved with that.
Absolutely. Small Business Saturday is November 26th, and I believe Small Business Saturday is a national effort.
Yeah.
We support that by encouraging people to shop local and shop small, and then they can go on our website and fill out an online form on November 26th and get a free coupon for Find Free. So we would waive a fine that they might have on their card so they can save money that way as well and support the library.
Oh, because I have that particular issue myself.
Well,
oh,
do you,
Ted?
Well, on the 26th, you can have a bit of amnesty by filling out that online form and getting a fine free coupon, and then you just bring it into the library and say, Please waive my fine. I have a fine free coupon.
I will. I'm going to have to do that because as it's been there for a couple of months now, and I've always hoped that you didn't check my permanent record in the library to see that. So
no, we don't do that.
We protect your privacy, Doug.
But. No, so again, another illustration of small, of the Small Business Day and the library just involved in the community.
Because we go out a lot to outreach efforts. Yeah. We go out to festivals. We go out to community events, and we use that as a way to bring the library to the people.
Well, and also when you think about small businesses and people starting small businesses, in a lot of cases, they're going to go to the library for information on what they need to know on a number of issues.
They can. We have certainly books to support starting a business, books on how to get a grant or how to get a loan. We also have a wonderful database called Reference USA, which you can access from any computer with internet access as long as you have one of our library cards. And that is a very, very valuable business database that any of our users can take advantage of and helps them support their business.
In a lot of ways, if you haven't been to the library in years, when you go to the library, you may have to be shown around and ask a librarian about how to use certain things because it's not the library, you know, libraries have changed a lot.
Libraries have changed dramatically, and I like to say it's not your grandfather's or your grandmother's library anymore.
No.
We have a huge amount of technology. We'd be happy to show anyone how to use it, how to access it, how to get a library card. We give them a tour of our buildings. We have technology in every one of our meeting rooms, and our meeting rooms are available for use by local groups and organizations and businesses for training and educational purposes. And so we'd be happy to help anyone start a business and use the library to do so.
One of the things, though, that hasn't changed in the library, you still have bright signs and lots, and just libraries are still very colorful as far as just having stuff up that makes you feel.
They are. We want all of our branches to be a warm, inviting place so that you guys can come in and feel comfortable curling up with a book or your laptop and sitting and enjoying the space for as long as you'd like.
And our England Run branch has a fireplace.
Yeah.
A beautiful stone fireplace with couches in front of it. You can read a book. You could get a drink or a snack from the machine, and you could just sit down and have a good time. You can bring your laptop. We have people who stay for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Yep. And just relax there. It's a beautiful space.
The England Run is really a unique library because if you just sent out pictures and said, where is this? It's at times you would say it's a ski lodge.
Right.
It just has that. It doesn't have the look of a library.
It doesn't. It's a very modern building, and the library wanted that specifically. This is a historic and colonial area, but we wanted something a little bit different for this particular branch. And Stafford County has done a phenomenal job with both of their branches. But in England Run, particularly, has a drive-up window. You can pick up your holds, and you can then move forward and drop off your other books. There's many, many services there that libraries didn't used to have.
We talked earlier about the Grow a Reader Thanksgiving specials. Any other holiday stuff going on at the libraries that we need to know about?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of stuff coming up for the winter holidays. We have for your preschool age children, we have Countdown to Christmas, story songs, and activities with a special visit from Santa. And we're doing those at all of our branches in Stafford and Spotsylvania and the city of Fredericksburg. We also have an ornament swap and some open houses that are coming up at our Porter and Headquarters branch. And Headquarters takes kind of a unique spin on theirs. They, being centrally located in downtown Fredericksburg, they do the Colonial Christmas. And so they will have special guests from the Washington Heritage Museum, the George Washington Foundation, which we commonly know as Ferry Farm, James Monroe Museum, the Potawomeck Indian Tribe will be there. And the Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania National Military Park will have representatives and different activities for children to enjoy.
Wow, you got them all. Instead of having to go to all those different places or try to track down things.
Absolutely.
All in one spot.
They're coming to us, and you can come as well at Headquarters on December 14th from 5:30 to 7. It's for families.
Yeah, okay. So there are a lot of things going on. Again, librarypoint.org is a good place to bookmark and become a friend of, the library on Facebook, and you get all this. You can see all this information.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to push out as much information as we can, so you can follow us on Facebook, as Ted said, and find out what's going on.
So how do I shop Amazon and support the library? How's that work?
Well, you can do that by going to Wowbrary first. And that's a service that we subscribe to, and it costs you absolutely nothing. You go to Wowbrary, wowbrary.org/wrap, and that lets you know what is new that the library's purchased. You can place holds on it. But if you go to Amazon through Wowbrary, we receive a small percentage of every single purchase that you make on Amazon. So it's a great way to support the library. It's very easy. It costs you absolutely nothing, and it helps us out a great deal.
I've never heard of Wowbrary.
Wowbrary is a program that libraries can subscribe to, and it lists new purchases that library has made. So the picture is there, the description, and you can place a hold right from Wowbrary. Well, so you just create a Wowbrary account for free, and you select Central Rappahannock Regional Library as your local library. And then when you go shopping, instead of starting at Amazon, you start at Wowbrary, and then you go into Amazon from there.
Okay. Now, a lot of times you'll say, I wonder if the library has this yet.
And we almost always do.
That's got to be, just to keep up on and try to judge what's going to be the big sellers is got to be something that for a lot of people can be, I would think, a lot of tension with that sometimes of just wanting to make sure you get the right thing.
And it's a little tricky. We have a fantastic collection development coordinator, Janice Black, who stays on top of all the new things that are coming out. And if something is trending or is going to be really hot, she'll order extra. Almost always when I look up a title that I'm interested in or someone asks me about, I'd say about 99% of the time we have it on order or we already own it and already have a hold list. The bigger problem for us is that our book budget, book and materials budget, has been slashed dramatically over the years due to budgetary considerations. And we're working to build that back up. It means that we end up with fewer copies of items and longer hold lists. So that's a little bit of an issue for us.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's obviously something somebody always has to be watching and just seeing trends and what, especially for a lot of the youth stuff.
Absolutely. Rebecca absolutely is an expert on the teen materials.
Less and less so every day, I'm afraid. But I try. I do still love to read teen books. They're really well written, and they're some of the best written books out there. So,
I know some library people will be coming in again next month, but if someone's looking for like teen stuff for Christmas, what are a couple things that they should look at?
There's a great new series, the Great Library series, and of course I can only think of the name of the second book, Paper and Fire, and it is a fantasy about a futuristic library where books are forbidden. General public is not allowed to own paper books. Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine.
What?
And so there is a young man named Jess. I can remember his name, but not the name of the first book. But his family are book smugglers. And he is then hired by the Great Library because they want to use his talents, but not for the reasons we would think they would.
Ooh.
So it's a really great fantasy. Like, again, extremely well written.
Yeah.
I'm also reading a book called The Unbecoming of Mara Dyer, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly where it's going. But I think it's a little bit of a psychological fantasy. And it's really a page turner.
Well, again, if parents have questions, go in and talk to a librarian about this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It's one of our favorite things to do is to talk about books. And another service that you can take advantage of is our My Librarian service on librarypoint.org. You'll see there a selection of librarians with their personal photos and a little bit of their interests mentioned. And then you can choose your own personal librarian, email them directly, and get some recommendations from them, a personalized list created just for you.
LibraryPoint.org has all of that. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Rebecca Purdy here, Martha Hutzel. When we come back, we'll wrap it up this morning by, again, talking about a couple of activities happening right now. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Stafford County. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Martha Hutzel and Rebecca Purdy. We have talked about a number of things coming up, but especially this is National Novel Writing Month, and there are things that are going on because of that.
There are a lot of things going on because of that, and one of the really popular events we've done for quite a few years is something called Inklings, where we have monthly writing workshops at Porter and England Run, and soon to be at Headquarters Branch in 2017. We also have self-publishing with a guest speaker, Dr. Patrick Neustadter, which a lot of people will be familiar with him. And that's at the Porter Branch on November 19th from 2 to 3. So there's a lot of writing going on. There's a lot of self-publishing going on. To tap off the entire month there, we're going to have a wrap party. That's WRAP and not RAP, at the England Run Branch on Wednesday, November 30th from 7 to 8:30. So you're welcome to come to that, whether you finished that great American novel or just wrote a six-word novel or just want to come and talk about writing and books.
Now, whether you're reading or writing, all of it helps make you a smarter person.
It absolutely does. I think reading, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, improves your vocabulary, sharpens your mind, and just keeps you focused on, you know, lifelong learning.
Yeah. No, just vocabulary. It's just you either use words or you learn to use words.
You learn lots of new words. And if you listen to an e-book, depending on your device, a lot of them, if you don't know what the word means, you can just tap on it and you'll get the definition, which is a great way to improve your vocabulary.
Yep. There's also the Grow a Reader Thanksgiving specials.
That's right. This Saturday and next Tuesday night, our headquarters and Salem Church branches are hosting Happy Thanksgiving special story time. So we'll have Thanksgiving-themed books and activities and crafts and Thanksgiving fun.
So all kinds of stuff, and especially if you've got people coming in for the long weekend and it starts turning into a long weekend, remember the library Thursday and Friday next week is closed. So if you're going to need books for your kids and all, or your grandkids, get them early.
Come by Wednesday before 5 p.m. And then come back on Saturday at 9 a.m. and we'll be there for you.
And we also mentioned, so we'll do it again, if you're thinking of stocking stuffers, a library card. Think about it.
I encourage it strongly, and you could also get a book and put it in there as well, because there's a lot of tiny books that fit inside kids' stockings, and for my grandchildren, I almost always give them books as gifts.
Well, of course you would. Of course you would give gifts.
Well, they have lots of toys, and I think a book opens a child's mind and keeps them occupied and happy.
And Rebecca, you mentioned we're talking about some of the things that are some of the more as far as teen reading goes, some of the more popular things. And like you said, if you've got questions for any age group, if you're a grandmother or grandfather that does want to follow Martha's example and get books, go talk to a librarian if you don't know.
Absolutely. Like I said, we love to talk books. It's one of our favorite things to do. It's one of the reason many of us are in the library in the first place. And you can also get some recommendations at librarypoint.org through My Librarian. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it earlier in a personal that you could get your own recommendations, but you could also say, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter who is a reluctant reader. Can you recommend some titles for me? And we'll come up with some things that we guarantee she'll like at least one.
Perfect. Librarypoint.org. Martha Hutzel, Rebecca Purdy, thank you. And I probably won't see you before the holidays, but I hope you guys have great holidays and see you next year.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Same to you.
That is it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.